everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only. Today, we'll take a look back at the Eagles' big 39-17 victory over the New Orleans Saints before looking ahead to the Monday night matchup with the New York Giants. And we'll start things off by looking at Fletcher Cox's award-winning performance from last week. Just how good was Fletcher Cox's performance in Sunday's win over New Orleans? Consider this. Cox became the first NFL player since 2007 to record 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 1 fumble recovery in the same game, and he's the only Eagle ever to accomplish that feat. Though he was snubbed from the Pro Bowl in 2014, Cox's first career Defensive Player of the Week award will surely help him as he continues to establish himself as one of the best defensive players in all of football. Cox now has 4 sacks on the season, and even though rushing the passer isn't necessarily his specialty, Cox now has 16.5 sacks in his impressive young career. As we turn our attention ahead to Monday night, we'll look at the Eagles' physical rushing game, led by DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, and Darren Sproles, against a physical Giants defensive front led by Jonathan Hankins. The Giants' passing defense has statistically been one of the worst units in the NFL, allowing 304.2 yards per game through the air on average. That being said, the Giants' rushing defense has been among the league leaders, surrendering just 80.6 yards per game on the ground. The Eagles' running game finally found that next gear last week against the Saints, racking up 186 yards, distributing carries among all 3 running backs. And with DeMarco Murray providing the thunder, Ryan Matthews has been the lightning, as he is one of just 13 players in the NFL this season, averaging 5 yards per carry or more. And if last season's matchups against the Giants are any indication, the Eagles could be in for a nice day on the ground on Monday. The Eagles averaged 183.5 yards per game on the ground last year against New York. And last but certainly not least, we look at the play of rookie linebacker Jordan Hicks, who has been a very pleasant surprise for this Eagles defense since joining the starting lineup due to injuries to Kiko Alonso and Michael Kendricks. Showing off his knack for always being around the ball, Hicks recovered a fumble for the 3rd consecutive game. Since entering the starting lineup in week 2, the University of Texas product has a sack, an interception, a forced fumble, and 3 fumble recoveries. The last Eagles rookie with 3 fumble recoveries in a season was Michael Lewis back in 2002. Hicks became the 5th Eagles rookie linebacker with at least 3 fumble recoveries in a season, and the first since Ray Farmer in 1996. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here next